the banner in my hand that I would love to wave in some distant foreign land somewhere across the waves. But I know that there is only so much I can give, so I'll wave it on the corner where I live. If you see somebody waving with all the strength that they find, if you see somebody running like they're afraid they'll get behind, it's just me trying to spread the message everywhere I can, giving all the glory to the land. Somebody rich and famous, I know I may never be, and I may never wave my flag for more than two or three, and I may never travel far and wide throughout the earth, so I'll stand right here and wave for all I'm worth. If you see somebody waving with all the strength that they can fly, if you see somebody running like they're afraid they'll get behind, it's just me trying to spread the message everywhere I can, giving all the glory to the land. If you see somebody waving, if you see somebody running, spread the message everywhere I can, giving all the glory to the land, giving all the glory to the land, giving all the glory to the land. If you see somebody waving with all the strength that they, if you see somebody running like they're afraid they'll get behind, it's just me trying to spread the message everywhere I can, giving all the glory to the land. If you see somebody waving with all the strength that they can find, if you see somebody running like they're afraid they'll get behind, it's just me trying to spread the message everywhere I can.
The second half of the Gospel Time. Okay, that's enough, fellas. Thank you. The second half of the Gospel Time Network program is underway. That was music by the Hoppers, giving all the glory to the Lamb. Here's one now from the Magruders. This is called A Great Homecoming. You're listening to Gospel Time.
We're going to a great hometown. We're going to join our
They're from Kennett, Missouri, Carol and Priscilla and the rest of the Magruders, and that's called A Great Homecoming. Now we're going to slow things down for a beautiful song. This song blesses me every time I listen to it. This is from the Florida Boys, and it's called Unto the Hills.
When my plans are falling through, and I don't know what to do, I just look unto the hills whence comes my help. And the dreams I've dreamed have died, and I need a place to hide. I just look unto the hills whence comes my help.
Florida Boys, with a song based on the 121st Psalm. That's called Under the Hills. In fact, I would suggest if today finds you undergoing a terrible trial right now, where you find yourself nearly at the end of your rope, get out your Bible and read the 121st Psalm and let the Lord comfort you through His Word. Meanwhile, here's a song for all the Gold City fans listening to Gospel Time today. This is a song featuring Jonathan Wilburn singing lead. He's still on the throne. Amen. Amen.
A sinner now saved, blood washed by the Lamb. My brother's a king, the son of I am. Sometimes I forget. Then the sweet spirit cries, my child, he's still on the throne.
He's still on the throne.
So
I'm weak. At times I give up, and he walks over me. Then someone comes by with words loud and strong. Arise, my child, it is I, and I'm still on the throne.
And he's still on the throne.
He's still on the throne.
So
there could be nothing wrong.
It's well with my soul.
It's well with my soul. And it's all the story.
You are listening to the Gospel Time Radio Network.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, creation author and seminar speaker at the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, does gravity operate in space as well?
You bet it does, Chris. Gravity operates everywhere. The gravitational attraction of one body to another is related to the square of the distance between them. Thus, near objects exert a great deal of gravitational attraction, and far ones, not so great. But the huge mass of stars in space exhibit a great deal of gravitational attraction on each other, even at great distances. Sometimes this attraction actually causes the objects to move, such as some stars are swinging around each other. Even galaxies are clustered in tight arrays. Although this is on a scale that we can hardly comprehend, it's measurable and observable. And you know something, Chris? God did it all back in Genesis.
Thanks, Dr. John. For more on Genesis, visit us on the web at www.icr.org. That's www.icr.org.
This is Gospel Time, a radio ministry. We depend upon your prayers and financial support to keep us on the air in your area and on your favorite radio station. If you'd like to help us, write to us at Gospel Time, Box 68, Bone Gap, Illinois, 62815. Write us today.
Saw the enemy and quickly ran away. They threw the body in the ground. It touched the lifeless bones. The dead man rose up with a shout, "Great God, what's going on?" "There's something going on in the graveyard like you ain't never seen. Saints are coming up from the ground. Oh, can't you hear them sing? With resurrection power and glory all around. There's something going on in the graveyard. The saints are heaven bound." There is a day that's coming that Jesus spoke about, when all those who sleep in the ground will wake up and come out. The world says we've gone crazy, sometimes we feel alone, but one day they're gonna cry loud, "Oh God, what's going on?" Something going on in the graveyard like you ain't never seen. Saints are coming up from the ground. Oh, can't you hear them sing? With resurrection power and glory all around. There's something going on in the graveyard. The saints are heaven bound. There's something going on in the graveyard like you ain't never seen. Saints are coming up from the ground. Oh, can't you hear them sing? With resurrection power and glory all around. There's something going on in the graveyard. Saints are heaven bound. There's something going on in the graveyard. Ain't no grave gonna hold.
Gospel music by by the Crab Family. That's called Something Going On in the Graveyard. Dave Rigg playing the music for you here on Gospel Time. Glad to have you tuned in today. Here's one from Kirk Talley. This is called I Start My Day.
I start my day with a prayer of thanksgiving. Start my day with a prayer filled with praise. Let me tell you, I learned the joy of living, and it's based upon the way I start my day. People ask me, they say, how are you so happy? Some have even asked what kind of pill I take. Well, let me tell you, I am high on life with Jesus, and it's all because of how I start my day. I start my day with a prayer of thanksgiving. Start my day with a prayer filled with praise. Let me tell you, I learned the joy of living, and it's based upon the way I start my day. You may wonder why you always feel defeated, why the good times seem to never roll your way. But I'm not saying that your life will be perfect, but I'm saying good things happen when we pray. There are those who only ask the Lord for mercy. There are those who pray for miracles each day. Well, one day I came up begging for forgiveness. Now I thank Him for the good things when I pray. I start my day with a prayer of thanksgiving. Start my day with a prayer filled with praise. Let me tell you, I have learned the joy of living, and it's based upon the way I start my day. I start my day with a prayer of thanksgiving. I start my day with a prayer filled with praise. Let me tell you, I have learned the joy of living, and it's based upon the way I start my day. Yeah, let me tell you, I have learned the joy of living, and it's based upon the way I start my day.
Kirk Talley encouraging us to start our day by praising the Lord. It's a great idea. Let's slow things down now for a song. Ah, this song touches me too. This is from Michael Combs. They'll never take Jesus out of my heart.
They can take the Ten Commandments off the courthouse walls. They can even take all the manger scenes out of the parks and malls. They can take my blessed Bible, tear the pages all apart. But they'll never take my Jesus out of my heart. They can take away our rights to pray, throw us all in jail, but they can't take away the life He gave, or send my soul to hell. Yeah, they can take my blessed Bible, tear the pages all apart, but they'll never take my Jesus out of my heart. they can take away our liberty to preach God's holy word. They can make it be against the law if we witness door to door. Oh, they can stop our boys from preaching in the streets. Oh, and even in the park. But they'll never take my Jesus out of my heart. No, they can take away our rights to pray and even throw us all in jail, but they can't take away the life he gave. They can't send my soul to hell. Oh, they can take my blessed Bible, tear the pages all apart, but they'll never take my Jesus out of my. But they'll never take my Jesus out of my heart. Never get him out of my heart.
Never take Jesus out of my heart. Michael Combs. Here's a song from Ivan Parker entitled Jesus Has His Hand on Me. Well, that's all the time they're going to give us for today's Gospel Time program. A reminder that Gospel Time stays on the air in your area and on your favorite radio station because of your prayers and your financial support. If you'd like to help us, here is our mailing address. It's Gospel Time, Post Office Box 68, Bone Gap, Illinois, and our zip code is 62815. Thanks for listening to our program today. Until our next radio broadcast, if the Lord's willing, this is Dave Rigg asking the Lord to richly bless you.